أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال والله سميع عليم. This ayat referred to the battle of Uhud with regard to the connection between the previous ayats and this ayat, the previous commands of Allah Ta'ala and the battle of Uhud. Ulama have explained various connections. One was in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala warned that don't make the non-believers your people who know your secrets, don't make them your bosom friends, don't socialize with them. Yeah, in the battle, for the battle of Uhud, Mashura was made, and in which Abdullah ibn Ubay Salul, the head of the Munafiqeen, was also in that Mashura. So there was a breach to that, so Allah taught a lesson to the Muslims there. There was two aspects, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul and all the Munafiqeen were always the great enemies of Islam. For one, he told that my Mashura was not accepted what I said. And he had a following of 300 men. And then in the battle in which the Muslims were not so strong, and 300 men left the battlefield. And in that there was a fear that from the Ansar, two groups of people would also leave the battlefield, being they saw that Abdullah ibn Salul, who pretended to be a Muslim, is leaving, so we should also leave. But Allah made their hearts strong and they remained for the battle. The other explanation, and also he told that when my Mashura is not accepted, and the other he said that this is not a battle, this is putting oneself to destruction. How can we go and fight? We will just be killed. So we should not go, and he turned away with his people. At the end of those commandments of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala said that when these people plot and plan against you, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you make sabr and you have taqwa, then all their plotting and planning will not harm you in the least. But then there was an outward breach of this also in the form of misunderstanding Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's command. That on one pass in the mountains, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whatever happens, you people must remain here and guard this pass. They understood that till the battle is on. And when the Muslims had victory, they thought the battle is over and they left that pass. So because of that, at that time Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not a Muslim still. He saw that here is an occasion to attack the Muslims from the rear. And he came, and a great victory turned into a temporary defeat for the Muslims, in which 70 Sahaba were made shaheed as well. So Allah Ta'ala refers to this, and Allah says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. And remember that time, or جَبْ سُبَحْكُ نِكْلَا تُو أَبْنِي كَرْ سَي. Remember that time when you came out of your house that morning and to arrange the army lines, who must stand where and how to defend and how to attack the enemy. Yeah, one very interesting point, Allah said, min ahlika, when you came out in the morning from your family. From your family, yeah, this refers to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu by the consensus of all the mufassireen, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that night by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he came out in the morning from her house, from her room. So Allah had referred this, min ahlika, from your family. This shows the great honor of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Allah referred to her as your family, your ahl. The Shias who refer that only the family of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha are ahle bayt. This ayat totally negates it and refers to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, also from the ahle bayt. She was also from the close family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other thing is, the Shias who, na'uzubillah, slander and put so many false accusations on Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. If that na'uzu billah was the case, Allah would not have referred to her here in the Quran Sharif with this great honor. تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ بِتْلَانِ لَگَا مُسَلْمَانُوا کو لَرَائِ کے ٹھکانوں پر. And you went out, you wore your armor, and you went out, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you put all the mu'mineen on their places. You arrange all the for the battlefield, and for the battle, you arrange all your strategy and place everyone on their places. Here we learn another very great point also, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and all the Anbiya, none of them ever went and learned how in a university to learn how to fight a battle, etc. Allah taught them what to do. So whatever is needed for our dunya, Allah teaches them. In fact, in the battle of Badr, when Malaika Allah sent down to help the Muslims, the Malaika are the people of the heavens. They are not engaged in jihad and fighting. They don't know anything about jihad. Their work is tasbih, taqdeer, and doing the commands of Allah. But when they came, Allah on the spot taught them how to fight and gave them their lessons of fighting. So whatever we need for our dunya's needs, Allah will teach it on the occasion. We don't have to be worried as we are so worried of it these days. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. اور اللہ سب کچھ سنتا جانتا ہے. And Allah Ta'ala hears everything and has knowledge of everything. Even for this battle, like the battle of Badr before this, where the Muslims were so outnumbered, so overpowered, but Allah gave them great victory. Everything is in the hands of Allah, and our need is to turn to Allah. But unfortunately, till today, we turn to asbab. Everything, if we see that there is some protection with the government, we turn to them. If we see there is some connection, some protection in the world court, we turn there. If we see that our shifa is in hospitals and medicine, we turn there. And we forget Allah Ta'ala. We don't make dua. To use asbab is permissible in the correct method. But to make it arbab, to regard it as God, that is totally haram and that is shirk. Unfortunately, by and large, we have made asbab our shops, our income. We made them our, not only asbab, but we made them our arbab. And we feel that they are the things that are supporting us. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, إِذْ هَمَّتْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ تَبْشَلَا. جب قص کیا دو فرقوں نے تم میں سے کہ نامردی کریں. And when two groups amongst you showed cowardice, that is the two groups of the Ansar, when they were influenced by Abdullah ibn Ubay Salul, that he turned away with his 300 men, they also got influenced by that, and they were thinking also to leave the battlefield. Allah Ta'ala says, remember the time when Allah Ta'ala made their hearts strong, and they did not flee from the battlefield, but they remained there. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. اور اللہ مددگار تھا ان کا. And Allah was the helper. Allah guided them. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. اور اللہ ہی پر چاہیے کہ بھروسہ کرے مسلمان. And it is absolutely necessary that Muslims only depend on Allah. Even when we are eating, then speak to the food that you cannot fill my stomach, you cannot give me strength. It's only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. When we take our medication, speak to the medication and say, you cannot give me shifa, only Allah gives shifa. When we open our shop, speak to the shop, you don't give me my rozi, Allah gives me my rozi. You are only a means which also Allah has made, and it's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But don't believe that the shop is your God, that your shop can give you your rozi. Believe that Allah. And if that is the case, a person won't do any haram business in his shop. In his shop, if ladies come, he won't cast evil eyes on them, because he knows that I have to fulfill Allah's hukam and command to get me my rozi. So these are great lessons to learn from this occasion of the battle of Uhud.
May Allah guide us. Let us learn our deen properly. Bring it in our lives properly. And on that Allah will give us the success of this world also and the akhirah as well.